Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Runners go, and a strike.
Oh my goodness,
that
that's
is way off the plate.
That is not a good call.
JT does not react like that.
Nope.
And Tony Randazzo, he's missed a couple tonight, but that was as egregious a miss as you will see from a home plate umpire.
Wow.
Every person in that building reacted except Rob Thompson. Welcome back, Midday Show.
That makes it even worse.
Yes, I'm hearing the whole crowd. Ruben, I mean, Ruben tends to be a little more reserved when, you know, like he's calm, right? And he was like, oh my goodness, what am I seeing here? That call was horrendous, Hugh.
Yeah, that makes it even worse.
Rob Zombie's
bananas.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's what he was last night. All right, 215-592-9494. You're starting to second guess Topper's Phillies manager. I am. I've always liked Rob, and I thought he did a great job at 22. And I'm not like someone that's wanted to fire him after these playoff runs. That's not where I've been at. But I'm frustrated because everything he's tried so far this season hasn't really worked. And then last night, I thought they needed a spark. It was an obvious spot to run out there and go crazy. I mean, once in a while, is it performative? Yeah. Is it going to change the outcome of the game? Probably not. But you show your team you have their back, and you take some of the heat off of them. And he chose to sit there last night and not do anything. Where do you come down on Topper? Tanner McKee, I would offer him to the Saints for a third-round pick. Hugh Douglas wants a first-rounder.
I want the first, so we can swap.
Or
we can
swap the picks. Or yeah, swap, swap once.
Yeah.
Or else he's not making a deal.
I
think this is secretly you're just a Tanner guy.
No, I'm saying
because you don't really want to move him. So you're like the sticker price is so high, you want to keep him.
When you go into a dealership, do you get a dealer what he's asking for? Like normally, do you haggle?
Well, you haggle.
I mean, especially
so you're coming off the idea that the Saints want Tanner.
They want to if my phone is ringing and you want Tanner McKee, then that's what I'm offering. I'm asking for, I should say.
Yeah, you can start with the ninth overall pick. I mean, but that's not what you're getting. You're probably not getting anywhere close to that.
Because
they're going to counter with like a fourth, and then you probably end up meeting at like a third or a late second.
That's fine, but that's what I'm asking for. That's what I'm asking for. If you're calling my phone and asking me for my backup quarterback, I'm like, what's up with that first round draft pick? What's up with a swap?
That's wonderful.
What's up with putting me in position, and he might laugh and giggle. And I'm going to look at him, or if it's on a Zoom call, I'm going to look at him with a straight-ass face and say, I'm not laughing. What's wrong with that?
Well, but I get it. But if I go to a used car lot and they say, well, it's 100 grand. I'm going to say, what are you talking about, 100 grand?
No, and I'll tell you,
that was kind of mean to Tanner.
You might go to a different car dealership at that point.
Yeah.
No, if
you might call
that might be
one.
Enough to walk away immediately.
Cash is
not serious.
Normally, when you go into a car lot, and if it all depends on what time you go in, like this is my wheelhouse now. Mm-hmm. If you go into a car lot, say if you go at the end of the month, they're trying to sell cars.
Yeah, they got to move them.
They got to move them because that's inventory that's sitting on a lot that they're paying for. So if I come in and I say, hey, say if the car's worth 50 grand, I got 35,000 for you right now. Now I know I'm not going to get it for that, but I got 35. If I got 35,000 cash, I'm in a position to negotiate somewhere close to 48 or somewhere like that, maybe 45, 43, maybe even 40.
To use that analogy, that does make me think about next week's draft. Like, let's say the Saints have some interest in some of these kids, right? Shador or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you get to the second round and five quarterbacks have gone and they didn't get one yet. You might be able to place that
That's
call.
What I'm
like,
saying,
you're desperate.
It's not like you're the fourth or the third pick, you're the ninth pick. And the nicer quarterbacks are probably going to be gone unless you make a move.
I don't know about that.
Who's going to be there that you might want, that you think is wanted?
There's a possibility that only Cam Ward's gone by then.
Okay, but Shedeur Sanders is not, a lot of people feel, and I'm not saying this about him because I haven't seen him play a whole lot, they feel like if he goes in the first round, he might be a reach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've read some people think he's an overhyped game manager.
Trading the ninth overall pick for Tanner McKee.
Okay, so now you feel me, but I know more about Tanner McKee if I'm Coach Moore than I do Shedeur Sanders.
Well, that's true.
Maybe.
Well, yeah,
He had him for a year. What do you mean?
But okay, but knowledge doesn't necessarily mean that he's as high on him as he might be some of these younger quarterbacks.
Listen to this though. If I'm working with this cat every day, and I see his skill set every day, and if he's picking up my offense, and he knows the offense that I'm trying to run, he's way ahead of Shedeur Sanders right now.
Sure, but that could mean that he could view him as a backup. He could view him as a backup or a developmental guy.
Or he could view him as a guy that he could stick in there and he could teach him how to be a good quarterback.
But I don't think, so hold on, because Kellen Moore's on a leash, right? He just got hired as the Saints coach. They're a bad team. He's going to need to think. He needs to think about who he's hitching his wagon to start off his head coaching career.
Okay, so if you're, that's what I, see, this is where I think we're having a disconnect. Again, if the Saints are calling my phone, if Kellen Moore is calling me, he has some interest in my quarterback, correct?
Well, that's true, yes.
He's calling I'm not calling him. He's calling me. So he feels, if he's calling, he feels that his skill set matches what he could do.
He wants, sure.
So I'm asking for a first-round draft pick. How hard is that?
I don't have any issue with you starting with a ridiculous asking price. I'm just saying the asking price is ridiculous.
Sometimes I think the asking price can tell a tale of, do you really want to move him or not, right? Like, if you ask for the sun, the moon, or the stars.
That's what I'm saying. How bad do you want it?
Right, and how bad do we
want to move him?
Right.
That sounds like you think you are that high on him to start with.
Well, there's two sides.
That means you're willing to just keep him.
No, if you're...
Well, Hugh is high on him. Right. He called him the future.
I understand that, but, like, that's very high on him. No. I'm just saying.
The thing that I'm trying to get you to understand is if they're calling my phone... If they're calling me,
I understand that.
So
why not ask for everything? I just said that you can ask for whatever you want. You're not getting it though.
Well,
that's not necessarily true.
I think it's
very true.
I guess there's the breaking point is if they consider you unreasonable or they say they're asking too much, they're going to move on to draft someone else or they'll find someone else's backup quarterback to trade for.
Or maybe they're calling you because they don't feel like at number nine. They're going to get a competent quarterback.
Or they're just testing the waters.
So I guess we're all viewing this in our own way. For me, I'm not married to McKee as the backup. I see progression the last couple of years. He played really well in the game. He played this year. But if I could get a second-day pick for him.
I would easily do that.
I would do it.
I would do that in a heartbeat. I think that's even generous on what you could get for him.
It very well might.
It's a six-round pick that played a game in the NFL.
And that's where you got to weigh... Because if they do that, I don't want to just give them away for a five. I don't have a backup quarterback. Then all of a sudden we're thin there. I don't want to be thin, but if I get a second or third round pick, I'll just draft another quarterback.
Man, I want that first round.
You're asking for the sun, the moon, the stars. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in here. All right, let's go to the phone lines, and then we'll tell you about a couple veterans that are out there. The Eagles could use some of their excess picks to trade for maybe during our draft party, which, by the way, is a week from Thursday. We got a four-pack of tickets sold out. Eagles 2025 draft party. All right, Hugh, it's 12:38. We need clue number three to help the people. Someone's got to win this prize. What do you got?
What do you mean? I'm giving out great clues.
We need a third clue.
All right, and this is the third clue. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ike Reese can't stand this animal.
All right, there it is, your third clue. Let's go to John in West Philly. What's up, John? That's actually a good clue.
What's up?
Makes you think.
What's up,
hey, John?
So, all right, first I want to say about the Eagles pick. So, before Hugh even gave out, like, what he said he would get in return, I was saying, like, a second-round pick. So I guess it's, like, stages of this. Like, my type of crazy, Hugh, and then there's Herb in the Northeast. Because I don't know how we get a pick swap with that. That would be a fleece.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm going for the police. Insane.
Yeah, so there's. I think that's a good way to frame this show most days. There's different levels of crazy here. Every day we find different levels.
You know what, John? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
But, yeah, I call to talk about the Phillies, and, like, I'm just fed up at this point with the leadership. I just lack the faith that they have what it takes to win. There's, like, no pop on their field. There's no pop in the front office, like, with the trades and all that. It's just, like, this is almost becoming as depressing as, like, watching the Sixers. And, like, I don't know. The pitching is bad. I mean, I know I have faith that Zach Wheeler will turn it around, but Aaron Nola is what Aaron Nola is. And, like, for the past 3-4 years, like, he's always given up the home ball run. Home runs, I'm sorry.
Well, that's who Nola's become. He's a guy who gives up a lot of home runs. Yeah, Wheeler, uncharacteristic struggles. I think he's going to be okay. I'm not at Sixers territory, John, yet, but there's a point where you stop wondering if they're going to change and you just realize this is who they are.
I mean, literally for the past couple of years, we've regressed in every single way. We went to the World Series, then the
LCS.
LCS. And then we lost in the round before that. And, like, well, what's next? Like, we just not going to make the playoffs? I just don't want to see that happen, especially with this group. And while we have this group, I just want to get a leadership in there that maybe can teach them, like, you know, some new tricks that I don't know. Or, like,
oh, boy, they don't make the playoffs this year, though. That's going to be some changes.
It's certainly a possibility, especially not getting off to a good start and stuff like that. You just – like hurting yourself, and then we just hoping that we get hot. But, like, what if we don't?
You know what, John? The way I frame it is, I still think they're going to make the playoffs, but it's a bigger possibility that they don't than I think a lot of people are accounting for. The NL West has four good teams. The Central has to get a team just because that's the way it works. And right now, the Mets look better than the Phillies, so we might be in the wild card mix, and that's not going to be easy. They better wake up. I'll just put it that way. All right, John, what do you got for us? Hughes Clues. What's your guess today?
I think. The second one, it kind of threw me off, but I'm going to go with Cougars. They actually live in cold weather.
Cougars.
Yeah, you didn't guess.
Interesting guess. Well, we appreciate it, John. Not it. Well, he was going – Cougars is a mascot. There's plenty of Cougars out there that are mascots of different teams, schools. No. Are there not?
I mean
– What?
None.
You going to be a grown-up today or not?
Of course not.
I tried. I don't think it was a bad guess by John. That's
no, it
all.
Wasn't a bad guess. It's just, none.
Yeah. None. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
No, I don't think so. Bam in Upper Darby. What's up, Bam?
Yo, good afternoon, fellas.
I know where I was going.
Bam, what's up?
Not much, man. Not much. I was telling Kyle that Topper is soft, man. The whole coaching lab is soft. We in Philly.
And I think he forgot that last night, Bam, when he fell asleep in the dugout.
We in Philly. We the varsity bombers, man. We tough. And, you know, like I said, I meant to tell you the other day. I don't know if I told you. I just heard my long-lost father on there.
Herb, your dad.
Herb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys got to catch up. Go to a game together. Hugh will be there. We'll all hang out.
I'm going to be at the South Philly game with him.
Oh, so you're going to a game with Herb?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to get a camera on that. Hugh and Herb and Bam together. All right, Bam, what do you got for us? For Hugh's clues.
I'm going with the white-tailed deer.
White-tailed deer.
That's pretty specific.
It is.
I don't know. I got to ask Ike when I see him.
If he hates white-tailed deer.
If he hates white-tailed deers.
And cougars.
I like cougars myself.
I know you do.
The clues are not about you. They're not about, well, I guess that some ways they are.
Wait a minute, I like how you jumped in immediately and said that. They got thick wood, hard. He said, it's not about you, you Douglas.
I thought
and
the
slather Vaseline on me.
I'm just saying. I thought the last clue
I don't really call them cougars anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, because I guess I'm a cougar myself.
I don't know. No, you're not.
No, no, Hugh, that's not the term.
you're a zaddy.
I'm a zaddy. That's what it is. I'm in my zaddy era.
All right, let's go. Andrew wants to talk to Zaddy Hugh over here. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Just want to say I love you guys' show. The banter and everything is phenomenal. I listen to you guys all the time on my way to work. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andrew. We appreciate it. What are you thinking today?
So I was just listening on my way to work. I just got in. I'm actually working right now, but... Hugh's take on his, you know, haggling with Tanner McKee couldn't be more wrong. I'm just saying, couldn't be more wrong. Especially the car dealership.
Wait a minute, hold up, Andrew. How's it wrong if it's the way that I'm thinking? How's that wrong?
Well, no, you're thinking is wrong, but the responses that you think, so the outcome that you think will be wrong.
How's it wrong if I don't ask?
No, you go to a car dealership. You say, oh, $50,000 car. I got $35,000 cash. When was the last time you bought a car?
Last time I bought a car, about, what, 3-4 months ago?
Did you pay cash for it?
No, I didn't, but the last car that I did
no,
pay cash. But
you?
Wait a minute. Let me help you out with this, Andrew, because the last car I did pay cash for, I got what I wanted for it because I paid cash.
Well, see, now, I will grant you, I'm not doubting you. You may be a special exception because of who you are. But the regular person... The last time I bought a car wasn't too long ago, and I went in there with cash. Listen, I worked for a car dealership. Cash is no good. They don't want you to pay cash because they make the more. They make more money
financing. Right, right.
That's why you buy cash. They're not give it you cash. They will charge you more for cash.
Wait a minute. Hold up, Andrew. So you're telling me right now. You're telling me right now. If I had straight cash, I couldn't go into a car dealership and buy a car right now. That's what you're saying.
You absolutely could, but you'll pay more than you want to. You can pay less financing a car than you would cash.
All right, dude.
But that'd be sticker, right? Because over time, you'd pay more with the financing. Like it'd be you think you're getting a deal. Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. I know. I without a shadow of a doubt, if there's a $50,000 car, you might go in there and pay cash for it, but you might pay, you know, $45,000. But if you go and finance it, you might pay $40,000.
I get it, but over time you're going to pay more with the financing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying.
So you're not getting the deal you think you are. I mean, it depends on how you want to view
it. But cash is king, and it doesn't hurt to ask. That's the bottom line.
It never hurts to ask. And I agree with you. Your concept with the Tanner McKee thing. Actually, I love what you said. Oh, how about we swap those number nines? And they're, you know, they're giggling and they're laughing or whatever, and you're staring them dead in the face. Beautiful analogy. I ain't laughing, right? But you realize you are going to haggle down to that third pick, right?
Yes, that might happen. Yeah. But that's what I'm asking for. The bottom line is this, Andrew. I'm asking for it. Just like if I go in, back to the car analogy. If I pay $45,000 for the car, and you're telling me I can pay $40,000, as long as I'm happy with the deal that I got, that's all that matters.
Well, and
to
that's
me.
How trades usually work in sports. If both sides are good, Andrew, we appreciate you, man. Appreciate the phone call and you listening.
That makes no sense to me, though.
Well, I think his point is he framed it. There was like two ways to think about it. One, if you finance, he's saying you'll get a deal, quote unquote. But if you're financing, you're going to spend the extra money with the loan, right? You're going to pay the interest every month. Yeah, so eventually you're paying more. It seems like you're walking out cheaper.
No, but he said you could pay 40 for the car, and if you finance it, that's the part that he lost me on, because he's basically saying that you're getting it cheaper. If you finance.
Cheaper, like you walk out saying, you tell your buddy, I only paid 40 for this, but you really didn't because you financed it.
Yeah, you finance. But if you pay cash, you pay whatever cash you got on you.
Right, it might be 45, but that's it. It's flat.
That's thanks, Andrew.
Well, economics on
show today. No, we don't do math well.
Well, we don't. I mean, we didn't get Cinco de Mayo.
We got to come back to that.
It was one of the saddest displays.
We'll need that from you. We messed up.
You're roping Joe into this.
No, I'm talking about me. I'm talking about
all
yeah.
right.
Okay, good.
Let's hit a couple things here.
Players mess up.
Everyone messes up. These teams potentially messed up that are now trying to move off of some veterans potentially. All right, so the draft next week, right? We know the Eagles have a lot of picks over the next year. 20 combined picks next year, this year, 8 this year, 12 next year. So Hugh, there's a lot of ways the Eagles could go next Thursday night, next Friday, next Saturday. They could draft 8 players, right? That's just draft 8 players in their spots. They could move around the draft. They have all these picks. Or they could end up trading a few of these picks either this year's or next year's for players, right? Like veteran players to help fill some holes here. So two names, one that's still out there and one that just popped up this morning. The one that's still out there is Trey Hendrickson. They have not made any progress, apparently, on that deal.
Cincinnati.
Yep, he's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me.
I do, too.
It happens. Helium.
It's okay. Sucking balloons over here. All right, I would trade for Trey Hendrickson. It's a matter of the kind of contract he wants. But another name popped up this morning. What do we think about Jalen Ramsey?
Nope.
You're out? Why?
Oh, he wasn't in Miami?
Yeah, a little
when beef. When he went south?
A little beef with Vic?
Oh, yeah, that ain't going to work. That dog ain't going to hunt.
He's a good player, though.
30-some years old. Seven-time
Pro Bowlers. Yeah. I mean, the way I look at it, now, I don't know how much of a rift there was, if it was a lot, a little. He could be the Slay replacement. I mean, they don't.
I mean, no, he's a good player. No question. But didn't he have beef with
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he have, like, direct beef?
Yeah.
Because he's a very.
I'm out on Ramsey, too. He was very much.
Are you out on the player, out on the situation?
Yeah, he's shaded.
Well, the player is the situation,
right? But I mean,
Jalen Ramsey seemingly shades Vic Fangio after Xavier Howard release.
What if they got everyone together and they said bygones be bygones? Would you be in then? Like, if the player you don't like that much, then it's definitely not worth it. But I like the player still. He's still good. 7-time Pro Bowler.
He says stuff be crazy how stuff plays out sometimes. But one thing I know for sure is that it was an honor teaming up with the greatest corner in Miami Dolphins history, in my opinion.
Vic said that.
No, that's what Jalen said after they cut his boy, Xavier.
Oh.
He trying to shade that Vic cut him because he wasn't, you know, yeah.
Something tells me he wouldn't be as good of a leader as Slay was to
probably
the young guys.
Not. He'd probably
end up being more jealous that Quinyon Mitchell's going to be shadowing top corners, or at least in part getting some of the top corners. Like, I think that was one of his big beefs with Fangio. So, like, it might not be a personal thing. If it was a personal thing, I'd think that they could get over it. It seems like a philosophical disagreement on how to use him.
Might be.
Which is kind of a, you know, that's like a non-starter.
Sure. I do also wonder, the Eagles probably have done a lot of work over the years on him. Wasn't Ramsey the Wentz draft class? I think he was.
Yeah, and they probably like what they saw, but, you know, the whole beef, the rift. Yeah.
There were a lot of rumors they were going to trade for him in 19. Remember the Rams traded for Jalen Ramsey, and then they went and won the Super Bowl with him? So I'm sure the Eagles know the player very well in terms of his skill set.
Intimately.
Yes, they've done a lot of work on him over the years. I still think he's a good player, but I get it. If him and Vic didn't see eye to eye, maybe that's not the best thing to bring in here.
You want symmetry.
I know, but I also want some good players.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. I'm getting them in the draft. Get some young cats. Young Thundercats.
I know, we only have so many picks. Unless we trade Tanner McKee for a third. Then we
get that ninth pick, and then we trade that 32nd for that ninth. It can happen.
Could you, if we are at the draft next Thursday night, and the you know, Roger Goodell gets up to the podium, the Saints have traded the pick, and it goes across the screen that swap 32 and Tanner McKee for 9.
Not gonna say a word.
Well, no, you have to stand up and say I told you so to the whole crowd there.
Because I don't have to.
You do.
8-leg parlay here. That's all I got to say.
That was once. 8-leg parlay. Last November.
8-leg parlay. That's it.
When you do stand up, just make sure the helium's all out.
And it's not. And I didn't know. It sounded way worse on the playback.
You like deflated. You shrunk like 100 pounds when you spoke there. Your voice was gone.
I am guilty. I'm having a rough day. I am having a rough day.
That's a great drop.
No, see, that's what he was in that lab for, because he played it back. Okay.
Yeah, he heard it. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, on the other side, all your phone calls. We got to get a winner here. We don't have a winner yet. Is this going into the 1 o'clock hour for Hughes Clues? You know,
well, obviously, because we're about to go to break. So yeah.
I guess it has to.
Some people on the Twitter, they got it.
Well, they're not, but they got to call in. They got to call in. All right, 215-592-9494. Your chance at a 4-pack of tickets to the sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party. Hughes Clues winner gets to go to that. Your phone calls on Topper, the Phillies, the Tanner McKee trade conversation, and on the other side, you know what time it is, a daily mock, including a wild second-round draft pick. This mock had multiple rounds. The first rounder, we'll talk about him, but the second rounder, that got my attention. And someone the Eagles reportedly have expressed interest in the NFL draft. All that coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.